If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
All right. Have you ever heard of the term ugly hot? And we're taking your text this morning at 92925. So Pete Davidson has a new role in a new movie called Big Time Adolescent. And he plays a 23-year-old stoner. And it's pretty much like is him. Like it's who he is in real life.
Perfect role. Except for this biopic.
The character has poor work ethic and that's not true.
Right.
But everything else about him is like sort of right on point. And he calls himself ugly hot. This role. And people started talking about it online. And they were like, what does that even mean? How is it possible that somebody is ugly hot? And I sort of started clicking on some of the hashtags and I went down a rabbit hole and there were like whole like Reddit forums of people talking about like different celebrities who they consider to be ugly hot. The biggest name that came up was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Everybody said that he is like the perfect example of somebody who's ugly hot. And when I mentioned this to you guys, you said you didn't get it.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to understand it. Like, so there's something about them that's ugly but also hot. Hot at the same time.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking of like dogs that are so ugly that they're kind of cute.
They're cute.
Like pugs or something.
Okay, so first of all, I will say I hate the word ugly. I don't like using that word to describe a human. Maybe a I know dogs are so ugly, they're cute sometimes. But to describe a human, I think that's ridiculous. But I also get, oh, someone just texted Ed Sheeran is ugly hot. There you go. There's another.
What?
I don't like using the word ugly. I don't like that word. But I get the whole like unattractive, attractive thing. Like when somebody is unattractive but attractive.
Okay, I can safely say that there's no woman that I've ever said to myself, wow, she is so ugly that she's attractive.
Really?
Yeah, me
neither.
Neither.
Not even close.
Neither.
Not even once.
Well, I don't know if it's that they're so unattractive that they're attractive, but it's more so that there is something about them that makes them attractive despite their unattractiveness. Does that make sense?
Like a lot of money?
No, it's not necessarily money.
Well, all the people we've named are all like celebrities.
Sometimes it happens with people that I know and have met, or like somebody that people I've dated in the past too.
Okay, somebody said Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is ugly hot.
Nah, he's hot.
Is that
come on?
Does that fall in the same category?
I wouldn't call him ugly or hot. Post Malone, absolutely. There's like Post Malone looks like he hasn't showered in 8 years.
Gross.
I know he's gross and he's hot. He is gross and hot.
Is it because he's famous?
No. It's gross his swag.
If you did not know who Post Malone was, and he walked down the street and you saw that guy at his like you know in his element,
I'd be like, hello.
You'd be like, take a shower.
It's something about the swag, like. There is something about it.
So all I have to do is put like metal grills on my teeth and try and put cornrows and like wear unfitting clothes. I mean,
that's true. You don't have the swag. Okay, you don't have the swag.
Somebody said Lady Gaga is ugly hot.
Oh no, she's beautiful.
No, she's gorgeous.
I don't know. To me, it's black and white. You're either attractive or you're not.
Really?
I don't get it.
Really?
I don't get it. Yeah, there's no none of this like topsy turvy. Well, you're so ugly that you're hot because it doesn't go the other way. You can't be so hot that you're ugly.
Baby, you're so ugly.
Yeah, sometimes you can be so hot that you're ugly.
Yeah, look
again,
at the Victoria's Secret.
No, I don't like that word. But they're just like when someone is too like perfectly buff or like too, it's not. It's unattractive.
Oh, I have a good example of that. Bella Hadid.
Yeah, she's too hot.
She's a supermodel. She's too hot, but yet nothing really does it for me. I look at her and I'm like, meh.
Yeah, but you don't think she's ugly, right?
No, but. No.
The good news is you're never going to have to worry about dating her, that supermodel. You're never going to have to worry about that.
You're speaking rhetorically here, right?
I think it has a lot to do with your vibe and your swag and your like energy. But I'm sure some men agree that women can be that way too.
Can we get some text on this, 92925?
Or women saying it about women. Yes. Can you tell me I'm right about this, please?
We're getting text celebrities. People are saying like Pitbull, Benicio Del Toro. We're getting Steve Buscemi, Crazy Eyes.
Adam Sandler.
Somebody said Alex Ovechkin, the hockey player. So we're getting people think certain people are ugly hot. Kirk wants to chime in. Good morning, Kirk. What do you think?
Certain people should not be classified as ugly hot, like Post Malone. I don't know why you guys mentioned that. He just looks like a germ.
He
doesn't say
like a germ.
I totally get you. Like the germs from the Mucinex commercials.
There you go. I just came out of a commercial, you know, a little slimy. Poor. I've taken a shower in a few months.
Poor Posty.
I mean, I love his music. Don't get me wrong, but.
Yeah, no, he's like one of those dust mites on
those
commercials.
Looks like he doesn't care. That's what it is.
You could remove the hot part, you know, and I understand ugly is not a nice term, but
I'm jealous
of his damn fame. All right, thanks,
jealous
Kirk.
Of a bank account, maybe, yeah. But not. No, I'll take my looks over his. That's for sure.
Thanks, so, Kirk. No for the Mucinex guy then.
What was the term? The term you used was what? Unattractively
attractive.
Okay, that's more politically correct.
I like that one. Yeah.
All right, Karina's on the phone. What do you think?
You know what? I agree with what you said.
like Benedict Cumberbatch and Ed Sheeran. I completely agree with them. But I do see the Lady Gaga point thing as well. So
do you?
I can relate to that. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me, do you get when someone is so hot that they're unattractive? Like somebody just texted my boss. It says my boss is so handsome that it grosses me out. And I know what they mean.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I
right?
I think part of that could be jealousy.
Yeah.
Really?
I know people who are like, they hate the fact that they're so hot. Just maybe like they're jealous or they're like, envy or
when you
like
know you can never get with someone, you automatically rule them out in your mind?
No, I just find it's like almost too perfect. Like you need a little bit of like color. You know what I mean? When somebody just is so freaking perfect, a guy and he comes out and is.
But if they made a move on you, you're not dodging anything or you're going all in. I mean,
Sam. Yeah.
Karina, where would you classify Sam and I? Are we in this ugly hot category?
I'm not
going to
go there.
All right.
Good answer.
We all know I'm the hot, hot category. I'm so hot, I'm hot.
Thanks, Karina.
No, thanks.
Nikki, what about the Trivago guy? Somebody texted in about him.
The Trivago guy?
Yeah, you know the guy. Okay, you want to look him up?
The Trivago guy is ugly hot.
He's more creepy, right?
He's creepy hot, yeah.
The Trivago guy does those Trivago commercials.
The guy you don't want to invite into your house until he's in and you're like, okay, I guess you can stay.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan?
Not a
okay,
fan.
Just checking.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Wait, the Trivago guy with the belt or without the belt? Because he's two different guys.
Somebody said J-Lo is ugly hot. How dare you?
Oh, stop
How
it.
Dare you?
Okay. Stop it.
You and I need to have a word.
This is the Vinny and Nikki replay.
Have your parents ever really embarrassed you in public? You can text us this morning, 9925. It's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. But does it top this? Because this poor teenage boy just was left mortified a few days ago. So I'm going to paint the picture for you. He was in his car stuck in traffic with his mother. This is a teenage boy. And apparently they were stuck on a highway for around 4 hours or so.
Oh, ouch.
It was barely moving, right? You got to feel for them. You
total gridlock.
So this teenage boy was starting to get really, really hungry. He was stressed out. He was getting cranky. So as parents do, they will do anything for their kids. This guy's mother really, really wanted to lift his spirits.
Okay.
So she figured, why not get out of the car and start dancing to the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, my God.
So she gets out in traffic out of her car, and you see her. She starts going from car to car, and she's just shaking into the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my gosh. I love her.
Yeah. She's awesome. And by the way, the Backstreet Boys even saw this video online, which you can check out. Nick Carter said, oh, my God, get back in your car.
Oh, no.
P.S. Nice jam. Kevin Richardson tweeted, I love it. Mom knows what's up. All right. And this poor teenage boy, you can see him. He
when
starts,
they pan back to him.
Yeah, you see him. He starts sinking in his seat.
Oh.
Like he does not want anybody to see him. I'm like, poor kid.
He wanted to crawl into a hole.
Of course he's going to be embarrassed.
He's going to really appreciate her one day, though.
Yes.
For being so fun, honestly.
We've all had those moments, though, where our parents have embarrassed us. I don't know if there's anything that comes to mind for you. For me, my father used to sell magnetic products, and we'd go to the grocery store. And these are like magnetic products that help with pain.
Right, like some arm braces.
And yeah, and there were like magnetic balls. So he'd introduce himself to people and be like, listen, hi, I'm Pat. Can I try this on you? And they're like, what? And he'd take the products and start like rubbing them on their shoulders, on their legs. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? I'd like walk away. So embarrassing. It's the worst. Hilarious.
My mom's like a teenager. She is. And I can't like think of anything in specific, but like specifically, but in the past, I mean, she just breathed and embarrassed me. Like I'd be embarrassed basically. In public, but now I realize she's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Like I do, she's actually really cool.
Whenever we go out for dinner as a family, like yes, it's a total embarrassment. My dad always asks the waiter first thing out of his mouth, "Can I get a glass with half Coke and half Diet Coke?"
Oh God!
But with no ice. And the waiter's look, I'm like, "Yep, that's what you're
one
in
of
for.
Those nights.
That's what you're in for tonight." Yeah.
I just thought of something actually. When we all went out for dinner for a Mother's Day contest and brought my mom out, and somebody wanted to order bone marrow, and my mom's like, "What's bone marrow?" And I told her, and she started making. I told her not to do this too. Like at the dinner table, she also has the palate of a teenager.
Right.
She starts making like a gagging noise. I'm like, Mom, we're at a dinner table. You don't like that is so inappropriate.
Those
you
noises
cannot
are contagious.
Oh God.
If I remember correctly, that night she was telling us your whole life story about how you started radio.
100%.
She's so proud of you and every job, and she was going through your entire career.
Yes, absolutely. She can tell you the whole. Yeah, she's writing a novel. Actually, she's writing a biography.
But you remember, it was so much worse when you were a teenager. That's why you got to feel for this kid. He was like, what, like maybe maybe 14 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's what I mean. At that time, it was just if she's coming to pick me up from school, I'm like, can you just stop 12 blocks away in case anything happens?
Everybody's warned me about that phase with my daughter. Like, wait till they get 12, 13, 14. They're just not going to talk to you.
It's sad because they go from idolizing you and thinking you're the coolest person in the world to like the opposite. He's the least cool person in the world.
That quickly changes.
You're already dancing on the house to Backstreet Boys, right? So she's going to be used to it.
That's what I'm trying to do. Start early. All right, we take your texts and your calls. Dell sent us a text. What did your parents do to embarrass you?
About 18 years ago, I would say about 18 years ago, I snuck out of my house because my parents were extremely strict, thinking I pretty much did everything in secret. Not like I tried to do everything secretly, but they found out, and like, I showed up at a club.
You thought they had no idea.
Exactly. But I guess once you're a parent, your ears are more sensitive, so you pretty much heard. So I ended up showing up at a popular club back then. My sister texted me, telling me Dad and Mom are on their way. Oh. They're coming in. I'm like, excuse me? Yes. So my parents ended up showing up in the club. They end up speaking to the bouncers. They said, I want my daughter's name to be mentioned. So they did mention it. I took off right away, going back home, waiting for them outside because they obviously locked me out.
Did they start like yelling your name in the club or what?
Yes, exactly. They did.
Oh my God, that's the
worst. Everybody that I knew and knew like my example, my sister, they all knew when we went back to school on the Monday, it was all mentioned. Everybody was talking about it.
Oh,
so
my
I was
God.
Like, and pretty much I said, okay, I learned my lesson. Back then, my parents were extremely strict. And I had to do what I had to do to be able to go out,
The teenager, like, deep down inside me is mortified, but, like, right now I'm kind of like, that's hilarious. Like, I also kind of love it.
any chance you had of picking up?
I laughed about it now, but not by then.
Yeah, of course. That's exactly right.
Any chance you had of picking up that night right out the window?
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. Gone.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you, Dell. Take care.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, poor girl.
I just remember that now when me and my sister are with my mom in public, we're the ones who embarrass her.
The tables have turned.
Yeah, so we'll yell embarrassing things and ask her for embarrassing things in the drugstore. Tables have totally turned.
We just got a text at 9925. My dad used to sing the Titanic theme song very dramatically everywhere.
that'll do it.
It's so embarrassing. By the way, if you want to see the video of this mom dancing to the Backstreet Boys stuck in traffic, it's up on our Facebook page at the Beat 92.5. You can see the teenager just slowly sliding down his seat.
Wishing he could disappear.
Make himself invisible.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
He's not just a bunch of impressions and one-liners.
He's pretty smart, too. Or so he keeps telling us.
Time to find out. Are you smarter than Sam?
Right now is your time to prove it more than ever because the bounty's up to $1,300. We started this last Wednesday at $100. And we said we're going to keep increasing this by $100 till his winning streak is over. Right now at 28 victories in a row.
I'm starting to get worried. Like, how much money is it going to, how much money is going to end up in that jackpot?
Insane. And Diana is on the phone. She's from DDO. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit nervous now that I'm actually on
the
line.
It's understandable. It always happens, a little nerve-wracking. Even when I fill in for Sam, I get nervous too.
Sure.
Are you most excited to win the money or to beat Sam?
To beat Sam.
Yeah, put him in his place. Yes. I love it.
Yes. And you were telling me, usually you listen, and usually about, you'd say your averages, you win 4 out of 5, like you'd beat him if you were playing. So that's pretty awesome.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. $1,300 is on the line, Diana. Sam is out of the studio. We're going to ask you 5 questions in 30 seconds. Good luck to you.
All right.
Here we go. A princess cut diamond is in the shape of a circle or a square?
Square.
What does the acronym GOAT stand for?
Pass.
Pawn, rook, and knight are pieces in what game?
Chess.
Kim Kardashian has how many children?
Three.
In mythology, who is the god of love?
Aphrodite. Cupid.
What does the acronym GOAT stand for?
Go out and tackle someone. I don't know.
Not
amazing.
Bad. All right. Well done.
You did nice good, job. Diana.
Awesome.
All right. Sam's coming back in. He was in his isolated booth. Oh, this is what we were playing in your headphones. That's amazing.
We're really trying to throw him off. We're doing whatever we can here.
Listen to the song long enough and you will go clinically insane.
All right, Sam, you're taking on Diana in DDO.
All right, Diana, a lot of money on the line here.
$1,300.
Okay.
Here we go, Sam. 30 seconds on the clock. A princess cut diamond is in the shape of a circle or a square?
Circle.
What does the acronym GOAT stand for?
Greatest of all time.
Pawn, rook, and knight are pieces in what game?
Chess.
Kim Kardashian has how many children?
Oh, God. Doesn't she have, like, two with a bun in the oven?
Two. What's your answer?
Two.
In mythology, who is the god of love?
Dionysus?
Ooh. Not so smart now, are we?
Ooh, nope. That last question threw me for a loop there.
Now, you said you fell on the ice how long ago? It was a month ago?
About a month. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Asking. All right.
All right.
Let's see.
We're going to go through these? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Should I do it now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, you should.
You want me to?
I think you should. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, now's a good time.
Yes, please, do it now.
The suspense is killing us.
Zianna, do you want to know who won?
Oh, I totally
won. You'd like to know? Okay, let's see how you guys did. A princess cut diamond is in the shape of a circle or a square. Diana knows her rocks. It is a square. Ah, nice work.
Darn it.
Sam, haven't had to go down this road yet, eh?
No, not yet. You can tell the single guy here.
What does the acronym GOAT stand for? Greatest of all time is correct. And Sam, you knew that. Mm-hmm. I liked yours, though, Diana. I really did. So you guys are tied right now. Pawn, rook, and knight are pieces in chess. You're both correct on that one. Kim Kardashian has three children with one on the way. And Diana said three, so you were correct, Diana. Nice work.
Woo-hoo.
Pulling ahead by one. And the final question. Can we have a celebration song just in case?
Oh, no.
Yes.
The final question. How much money is on the line again?
$1,300.
$1,300.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, just making sure. $1,300 celebration song. In mythology, who is the god of love? Only one of you got it right. And Diana, I believe that was you. What was your answer?
Cupid.
Yeah, you were correct. And guess what, Diana?
That makes you the winner! You got the money! Yes!
Finally!
You got a winner!
Finally!
$1,300. It's about damn time.
Oh, my God.
The winning streak is over, finally.
Wow.
Congratulations, you beat the greatest of all time right here.
Diana is Woo-hoo! The greatest of all time, I would
yes,
say.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nice
oh,
job.
Diana, does this feel as good for you as it does for us?
It feels so good.
Wow.
All right. So what are you going to do with the money? $1,300. It's all yours.
I'm actually leaving on my honeymoon in a week, so
oh
this is going to help a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
Perfect.
With your princess cut diamond and everything,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. All right.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. I couldn't be more excited for you, Diana.
Thanks so much.
You got major bragging rights here, so go ahead, take it away, and tell Montreal that you are smarter than Sam.
Yes, please.
This is Diana, and I am very much smarter than
yes,
Sam.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Well done.
Way to go.
Well done.
What a great day.
Oh, it's going to be a nice
day. Diana, I love you.
Wow. Sam, how you feeling, by the way? You okay?
You know, Kim Kardashian, right? One more reason to hate her. She made me lose because I don't know how many kids she has. Her and her kids.
The Vinny and Nikki replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30
on Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.